Across much of our area, it's been a rather gray Friday. We've had a disturbance come through, bringing clouds and showers at times. And for those of us stuck under the clouds, temperatures are on the cool side today. It is brighter across the south, where sunshine has pretty much dominated the day. In those areas, temperatures are up into the 70s, but for most of us, we're stuck with the clouds and occasional showers. Coming up tonight, we'll have some showers possible at times, though it's not going to rain most of the night. Some areas of fog are likely as well. It'll be a mild night for this time of year, with lows running mainly in the 50s. We start off the day tomorrow with a warm front to our south. That front will lift from south to north through the day, so we'll have clouds, maybe a few showers in the morning. Then as that front lifts to the north, we're likely to see some breaks of sunshine come out tomorrow afternoon. It will turn warmer tomorrow as temperatures push up into the 70s. You also notice the humidity levels will increase, so it's turning more humid tomorrow. It is warm and humid tomorrow night. You might need the air conditioner if it's still in the window. And then on Sunday, we're likely to see a round of rainfall during the morning. It should break for the afternoon. It's a warm, very humid day for October. Temperatures will be up around 80 degrees, but dew points will be well up into the 60s, which will make it feel very much like summertime. And then on Monday and Tuesday, there's potential for some more rain as some of the remnants of Nate come into the northeast. Still a bit early to say exactly who will see the most rain, but odds are decent that in some areas we'll have a heavy amount of rainfall, and there could be some localized flooding depending upon how heavy that rain is, so stay on top of the forecast over the weekend. The latest on Nate now, the storm is moving away from Honduras this afternoon, likely to impact the Yucatan Peninsula and western Cuba. Then it's going to move into the Gulf of Mexico, and it'll have about a day over water. The projection is that the storm will become a Category 1 hurricane before making landfall either very late Saturday night or very early Sunday morning, with potential conditions, tropical storm and hurricane conditions, all the way from Louisiana east to Mississippi, Alabama, into the western portion of Florida. Then the storm goes over land. It'll weaken in terms of wind, but there's still going to be potential for some rain. Again, those remnants are likely to make a close run into our area Monday into Tuesday. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a possible shower, some areas of fog, low in the lower to mid-50s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of a shower during the morning, then some afternoon sun with highs in the lower to mid-70s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a possible shower, some areas of fog, low in the lower to mid-50s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of a shower during the morning, then some afternoon sun with highs in the 70s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a possible shower, some areas of fog, low 55 to 60. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of a shower during the morning, then some afternoon sun, high 75 to 80. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, in the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a possible shower, some areas of fog, low in the lower to mid-50s. And for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of a shower during the morning, then some afternoon sun, high 75 to 80. Region-wide on Sunday, cloudy with rain during the morning, then some afternoon clearing, quite humid for October, with highs in the 70s to low 80s. And on Monday, cloudy with rain likely. Rain could be heavy, humid, with highs in the upper 60s to lower 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.